This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And once again, glad to be with you again and be a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show program. Here we are, 2 weeks, is it now? Maybe 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks till the beginning of summer. And there are a lot of things that we need to take into consideration as far as maintaining good health and good energy and good skin and good rest and good hydration and a few other things now that we're going to be outside more than we are during the winter months. And so there was something that I wanted to bring to your attention in particular, and that is the relationship between being in the sun a lot and concerns that people have regarding vitamin D that we get from the sun, skin cancer, sun blockers, things like that. But there's a couple of really interesting things about this that I particularly want to give to you that I think you'll understand. It'll be a little bit technical, but I think you're going to be able to understand and bring some things together that have run through your mind from time to time when you contemplate these things. And because you'll hear somebody having a heat stroke, or you'll hear somebody, you know, threatening heat stroke and had to be dragged off into the shade and, you know, pour some water on them and cool their bodies down. I'm going to tell you why that happens. And if you understand why that happens, you'll have a better understanding of what you need to do to prevent it from happening to you. Now, vitamin D is largely misunderstood. I mean, because very few people need it because you get it from the sunshine. And too much of it is called hypervitaminosis D. And actually, it's not too much vitamin D. And this is something you're not going to hear too many other places, as it is a deficiency of vitamin F, which is vitamin D's antagonist. There are certain chemicals, processes, chemical combinations, minerals and such as the relationship between copper and iron and how they balance one another in the body. But vitamin D and vitamin F, now, very few people refer to what was discovered back in the 1930s as vitamin F anymore. It's just polyunsaturated fats. But at the time it was discovered, it was thought that it was a vitamin. Now, the FDA today doesn't think vitamin F exists. They call it, or they refer to it, as I said, polyunsaturated fats. So what I'm going to do, at least here during the first segment of this program today, is to help you have a better understanding of how you can get too much vitamin D and what to do about it. Because too much vitamin D can be very dangerous. In fact, it can be lethal in the sense of sunstroke. So what happens is that when we have D, and during the winter months, I recommend taking a product called Cataplex D, or at least cod liver oil. Not the synthetic irradiated stuff that's out there that's called vitamin D3 and then 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 units. That'll calcify your kidneys. You have to be very careful with that stuff. Vitamin D comes from the sun, or it comes from food, animal food. That's the only source for it. Now, as we come into the summer months, sometimes just as little as the arms exposed with a T-shirt and your neck exposed, of course, and your face exposed, for a few minutes every day can give you all the D you need. As the sun climbs higher in the sky, as it does in the summer months, you're going to get a lot more sun exposure. I've seen some studies that say, like on December 31st, the lowest the sun is in the sky, the shortest day of the year, as opposed to June 21st, the longest, you need about 9 hours of direct sun exposure on December 31st, talking about the majority of the United States latitude. Now, I'm not talking about South Florida, and I'm not talking about northern Maine, but I'm talking about the middle ground that runs all the way across the middle of the country, say from Central California to the mid-Atlantic states. You need as much as 9 hours of sunshine on December 31st, direct, or December 21st, direct sunshine from the sun, as you need in 15 minutes of that same sunlight direct on your skin on June 21st, the longest day of the year where the sun is the highest in the sky for our latitude. Now, when you get D, and D is in the body, the D has several responsibilities in the body. In fact, vitamin D is so important and so powerful. It's the only vitamin that has a steroid component to it. And so there are some researchers, scientists out there that want to call vitamin D a hormone more than they want to call it a vitamin because it has a hormonal effect. But the most important job of vitamin D is that it picks up calcium from the stomach and puts it into the bloodstream. That's its number one job. Maybe it's an important job. So whether you're out in the sun or you're eating cod liver oil or whatever else, as the D builds up in your body, your dietary calcium that's coming into you, whether you're getting it through animal products or you're getting it through vegetables, some fruit, apples, things like this have a lot of calcium in the form of calcium malate. But most of our calcium comes to us in the form of animal products and vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables. And once that calcium gets inside the gut, it's going to stay there unless you have vitamin D. Now, with vitamin D, it comes out of the gut and it gets into the bloodstream. And so, and then what F does, what the polyunsaturated fats do, and I'm going to refer to it as vitamin F because that's what it was originally called. It takes the calcium out of the blood and puts it into the tissues. Now, suppose you get a lot of D from a lot of sunshine exposure, but you're not getting your polyunsaturated fats. You're not getting your vitamin F. It will build up in the blood calcium at the expense of tissue calcium. See, there's two locations of calcium in your body. The calcium that's running through your bloodstream, which when you get a calcium, when you get a blood test and they tell you, well, you got low calcium or high calcium, whatever else, they're just checking the blood. They're not checking the tissues where it's needed. Why do we need calcium in the tissues? Your muscles won't contract without it. Your heart won't beat without it. Your nerves will not send their nerve transmission signals without it. Your skin won't be healthy without it. Your nails will not be healthy without it. You can't see without it. In fact, calcium is so important to the human body, it actually has a gland to regulate how much calcium is in the bloodstream, your parathyroid glands. And we've talked about this in programs in the past. But a lot of D, you're going to pick up calcium out of the out of your digestive processes and it gets in the bloodstream. You don't have enough F, calcium will start building up higher and higher in the blood. And that is why people who spend a lot of time in the sun say, well, like Doug. I think Doug calls himself a farmer more than he calls himself a radio broadcast celebrity because he spends a lot of time. And he knows he has to be taking a product called Cataplex F. He's learned this from me, to balance the amount of sunshine, D's effect in the body with Cataplex F. And I'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But this is why farmers or people who are out in the sun a lot, who are getting a lot of vitamin D and they don't get vitamin F, which is in the oils, the polyunsaturated fats. And I'll talk to you about that, where you can get that. They get thick skin. They get hives. They get allergies, and they get sunstrokes if it's too extreme, because your body's refrigeration system, the ability to sweat and sweat profusely when you get hot, is vitamin F dependent, and if, or excuse me, it's calcium dependent. And if you have too much calcium in the bloodstream and not enough into the tissues, and by tissues, I mean your muscles, your bones, your skin, everything outside of the bloodstream, everywhere the blood goes, your body will not be able to refrigerate itself because sweating is calcium dependent. But the calcium has to be out of the bloodstream and into the tissues, which is why if you have too much D, if you're in the sun too much, the vitamin D will actually pull calcium out of your tissues back into the bloodstream. That's its major job. And when that happens, you can't cool. You can't be refreshed. You'll notice that people who start getting a little dizzy and it looks like they may have had too much beer at the picnic or something, and they're walking around funny, and you know they don't drink. You need to get them into the shade really quick, and you'll notice they are not sweating. Their skin's dry because of the effect of too much calcium into the bloodstream coming out of the tissues, and they can't cool off. So this is an emergency situation because the temperature of the body can get so high, it can actually cause sunstroke to the point where death can result. Now, they get, you know, if it's an extreme, they can get a sunstroke. Sunstroke is just high calcium in the blood and low tissue calcium. As I said, it's not a matter of too much vitamin D, as it is a deficiency of vitamin F. And vitamin D from the sun is known to cause cancer as well in some cases. Now, for example, farmers who are out in the sun all day long every day have a much higher incidence of skin cancer than people who are not out in the sun. A lot of farm workers, people whose lives depend on exposure to the sun, if they have good, healthy diets, they're probably just fine and they're never going to see a moment of skin cancer. But if their diets are based on a lot of what Western diets, our diets are based on, fast foods, overly processed grains, too much sugar in the their sports drinks or soft drinks, whatever else, they're going to have very low polyunsaturated acids in the blood. As a result, they're going to have a big buildup of vitamin D in the blood or calcium in the blood, and their bodies are not going to be able to cool themselves off. And as I said, the skin will get thick, hives, problems with allergies as well will begin to show up. And you've read articles telling you, you know, stay out of the sun. It's bad. It's dangerous. Well, it's only dangerous if you're deficient in vitamin F. All right. So in the textbooks, it's just called polyunsaturated fatty acids. Now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to tell you where you get this in your foods, because this is important. This is how you balance too much sunshine. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, just like it sounds. So I was talking to you about D and F and hypervitaminosis and getting too much vitamin D. It's not too much vitamin D because people just aren't going to stop going out into the sunshine in the summer. It's not enough of its antagonist. And its antagonists are very important essential fatty acids and other fatty acids that are present in certain foods that are necessary to balance the vitamin D's effect of too much calcium in the blood by taking that calcium and pushing it into the tissues. Now, I think I've used the example in the past of the bus, getting on the bus to take you to another location that you're trying to get to, the market, school, work, whatever else. And if you have too much vitamin D, when you get to your bus stop, the door to the bus won't open. And you kind of look up at the bus driver, hey, this is my stop. And he says, nope, too much D. And goes on to the next stop, won't open the door. Goes to the next stop, won't open the door. But if there's enough vitamin F, if there's enough polyunsaturated fats in your diet, pulls up to your bus stop, door opens, you get off. Enough polyunsaturated fats in the diet, the calcium will get out of the bloodstream and into the tissues, which is where you need it. You don't need it in the blood. It's in the blood to be transported to every cell inside the human body. But it can't get out of the blood if there's not enough of its antagonist, which is vitamin F or polyunsaturated fats. Now, I don't know how much chemistry you know, but there's this string of hydrogen atoms. And there are these carbon atoms that are hanging on to them. And this is essentially what a fat is. And if some of the, and so you got a string of, say, 23 carbon atoms, and each one of those carbon atoms has hydrogen attached to them. That is what is known as a saturated fat. That is a very, very powerful source of energy once it comes into contact with oxygen and certain enzymes. Which is why your body, which is why nature stores energy in a fat. There's more than twice as much caloric energy in a gram of fat than there is in a gram of protein, say meat, or a gram of carbohydrate, say vegetables. And nature designed, well, that's why we put fat on when we eat more food than our body requires. We don't put on protein. We don't put on carbohydrates. We put on fat because that's how nature stores energy. Now, let me give you an example of this really quick because we got a break coming up here before too much longer. What was the main source of light in homes after candles were replaced by this main source, before electricity and electric light bulbs? Whale oil lamps. Remember that? In the movies, you can see it, you know, and it's in our anthologies and pictures of the day, whatever. They used whale oil lamps. And whale oil came at a premium price, but it provided light so you didn't have to use candles. You had a whale oil lamp on the walls of different rooms and chandeliers and everything else. Now, it was dangerous because, of course, it was flammable. But under the right circumstances, it provided brighter light than you would get from a candle. Now, where did that whale oil come from? Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Yes, of course, it came from the whale. But how did it get from the whale to the whale oil lamps on the wall, and why did it burn, and what does that have to do with energy in your body? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Tom Rice, the Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump over his role on January 6. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer-involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Voyager 1 mission, launched in 1977, was expected to last 5 years. Nearly 45 years later, the space probe is around 14.5 billion miles from Earth. NASA has announced Voyager's control systems, which keeps the spacecraft and its antenna in proper orientation, are not reflecting what's actually happening on board. Engineers continue to try to find a solution. The Biden administration is being called out by Republican Senator Josh Hawley for allowing America's security to deteriorate over the last year and a half. America's floundering economy, the force-fed woke military, does nothing but to embolden our number one adversary, China. The senator on Fox News.
It's absolutely vital that we get the military back focused on what it's supposed to do, which is protecting this country and fighting our wars. And by the way, that means actually protecting the security of the United States, not off nation building in places like Ukraine. You know, you said just a second ago, this administration is sleepwalking toward a crisis in China. Part of the reason for that is they're so busy building nation building, trying to create a client state in Ukraine, that they're not focused on our biggest foreign policy threat, which is China and the Communist Party in China. And they're trying to use the military as a giant social experiment, use it, as you say, to carry on their wokeification agenda. All that needs to stop. We need to get focused again on the national security of this country and also our economic security. And this administration has endangered them both.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And again, just want to express my appreciation for the trust Doug has for me to be a part of his show. Doug and I go back more than 15 years now, and I've been taking care of his spine. Dr. Ken takes care of his heart. I take care of his spine and his nervous system. And so both of us are compelled to keep Doug as happy as we can. So the whale, they would, you know, the reason that they went after whales and the whaling ships and all of this was to get the blubber. And then they would render the blubber to get the oil out of it. And then the oil, of course, is flammable. And that would be, was the source of the whale oil lamps. Now, why? Why would it burn? Because it burns the same, it oxidizes in the presence of heat and oxygen the same way fats oxidize inside the cells of the human body, inside the liver, inside the cells. This is a tremendous source of energy for the body. Why don't, you know, if you follow the regular daily schedule of sleep and wakefulness, you know, you get up in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock, and you get ready to go to work, or you get ready to get the kids to go to school, or you get ready to work in your garden or whatever, or golf or whatever it is you're doing.
and you go through the day and you have your meals, and at the end of the day you have dinner with the family or dinner by yourself or whatever else, and then you're awake for another, oh, say 3-4 hours maybe after you've had your last meal, so that the food's out of your stomach and into the intestines. And then you go to bed and you sleep for preferably at least 7 hours. 8 hours would be good. Why don't you starve to death during the night when you're sleeping? You're not eating anymore. Why aren't you starving to death? Because your body has shifted from what went through the stomach to the fat that's stored up in the system to keep the fires burning all night long while you're lying there asleep in bed. Remember, the only difference in physical activity and especially brain activity between being awake and being asleep is a very small difference between the two. And what's the difference? Consciousness drops. You have sleep centers in the very back bottom of your brain near where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord. It's where your sleep centers are. And the sleep centers, when you get tired and exhausted and you want to go to sleep, become active, and it drops your level of consciousness. But everything else in the body is still going on. The cortex of the brain is still working. Your vision centers, even though they're not seeing anything, are working. Your hearing is working. Your temperature regulation systems are working. Your elimination is getting ready to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night or the next morning, whatever else. All those functions are going on, and they require energy. And you should go to bed slightly hungry, because you'll get better sleep if your body isn't digesting food all during the night when you go to sleep. But your body is burning fat to keep everything going. Now, a lady comes to me the other day, one of my patients, and is very concerned about how high her LDL is. And I said, well, what is it? It was over 200. Now, your LDL should be under 100. But it was over 200. And she says, so my doctor wants to put me on a statin. I said, well, he's a cardiologist, but I'll guarantee you I know more about heart physiology than he does, and I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to go on the statin. You just need to get the sugar out of your diet. And she looks at me with that look on her, that glazed over look on her face, saying, I'm talking to you about fat, not sugar. Why are you telling me to get off of sugar? This is probably the best example to explain what I've been talking about on the show for this long. When you have sugar and you have fat going through the bloodstream, sugar in the form of glucose, and fat that's always there in the bloodstream to some degree or another anyway, because your body doesn't know when you're going to get your next meal. Your brain doesn't know. So it always has fat there ready for emergency energy sources. If it has fat and sugar flowing through the bloodstream at the same time, it will use the sugar for its energy, because it gets energy out of the sugar easier than it does the oxidation of fat. Now, remember, I said a fat is a string of carbon atoms with hydrogens attached to it. That in and of itself will not burn. It has to have oxygen present to do that. But in the sugar molecule, the glucose molecule going through your bloodstream, it has oxygen in it. And you're in the molecule itself, so your body can get the energy. And I'm speaking in general terms, because there's the glycolytic pathway, and then there's the Krebs cycle, and different things that take place in the mitochondria to get the energy out of these foods. But just suffice it to say, your body will get energy out of sugar faster than it will get it out of fat, although it prefers fat because it's easier on the system. So if you have sugar and fat present, it will use the sugar and the fat will build up. And, of course, your LDL numbers are going to go up. I have done this with so many patients, I can't even count them. 30 days. I know this is going to be the greatest effort of your life, but I tell my patients this. 30 days, no soft drinks, no added sugar to anything. And then do another blood test and watch what happens to your LDL. Unless you have something wrong with the liver. If you have a liver disease, this isn't going to work. But if you're a generally healthy person and you're concerned about elevated LDLs, you go a month without any added sugar to anything. No sugar drinks, You're going to have to leave the sugar out of your coffee, out of your tea, whatever else. I know that's a real effort for some people. But you watch what happens to the LDL, and your heart enzymes, your heart markers will improve dramatically within 30 days. So what's this got to do with everything else I've been talking about? The metabolism of fat. The metabolism of fat is the best source of energy in the body, and the fats are in these polyunsaturated acids that I'm talking about. And one of the best sources on the planet is fish. Deep ocean fish and oils, extra virgin olive oil, and some other oils that we use, not canola, not soybean, not corn oil, not most vegetable oils. A patient asked me about cottonseed oil. They wanted to know if the salad dressing was something they could try because it had cottonseed. I said, sweetheart, we wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. The only reason they started refining cottonseed oil is after they do the to get the cotton out of the cotton ball. They have these seeds left over, and they end up with tons and tons of these seeds. And some marketing genius comes along and says, "Why don't we eat them?" And I'm serious. So they started squeezing the oil out of it, and they found out they could cook with it, and they found out that it had the same kind of oil effect in food usage, but you have no business eating anything like that. Now, people, well, what about avocado oil? What about grapeseed oil? If you keep these things at super low temperatures and they have an organic source, they're probably just fine. But nothing beats Mother Nature. And while Mother Nature made the olive and Mother Nature made the avocado, by the time we get the oils out of these things, they've gone through a certain amount of processing, and we want the least amount of processing, period, when we take something Mother Nature made and ending up on the family's dinner plate. But those are the oils that balance vitamin D. And people who have a lot of this in their diet have no problems being out in the sun all day long. And they'll have a hat on, of course, which, you know, with direct sunlight during the summer months, you probably want to be wearing a hat. But with bare arms and bare neck, you're getting enough sunshine. And if you're anywhere near the water in a bathing suit, well, you're getting plenty of it. You're getting plenty of D, but you want to balance it with F, with the polyunsaturated fatty acids. And so I can go into linoleic acids and arachidonic acids, and these are the polyunsaturated. But the most important one of all is the arachidonic that is made in the liver, unless it comes in through the diet. And these are the, and we call them acids because they are acids, but they're fats. And most fatty structures have an acid aspect to them in the sense of chemical acid, alkaline base kind of stuff. And I don't know that that's all important to tell you about that. But the more saturated fat something is, the more solid the fat is. Like butter. Butter's loaded in saturated fats. Very healthy saturated fats if it comes from a grass-fed cow. Not the commercial butters. They've been dyed with yellow and try to make it look like butter. It's butter. But it also has all the stuff in it that commercial cow was fed. Hormones, antibiotics, pesticides in its food, and other kinds of milk-stimulating factors so that a normal cow that should only be producing 1 to 2 gallons of milk a day, these cows are producing up to 8 gallons of milk because they're being chemically forced to do that. So that's why I'm saying you want to make sure that the butter you have, and that's a great source of polyunsaturated fats as well as saturated fats, to balance too much sun during the summertime. But you want to make sure it came from grass-fed animals. And it'll say it right there on the wrapper. And that's kind of the difference between D and F at this point, or D and polyunsaturated fats. There are other vitamins that have antagonists that need to be balanced, and there's minerals, like I said. If you're ending up with way too much iron in the system, or way too little iron, you want to look at your copper intake. is copper and iron balance one another inside the system. Now, as I said before, calcium is the only mineral, and your body needs a lot of different minerals. But calcium is the only mineral that has a gland to regulate it. The rest of the minerals, we want to make sure they're present in our diet. And the kidney decides what minerals to stay in the bloodstream and what minerals to let out, if you have too many of them, through the urine. Now, if you have a calcium or an iron-copper imbalance, the kidney can't make up for that. You're going to have to do that dietarily, but we'll save that for another show. Now, what I do, I am a lover of fish, but I don't always eat as much as I should. So I take a product called Cataplex F. Cataplex F is a concentration of these polyunsaturated fats with some iodine that helps with F uptake into the system. And it has a few other things in it. And I make sure I take that because the big indicator to me that I don't have enough of the F and too much of the D is muscle cramps and in the bed at night, leg cramps, restless legs. I don't know how many cases of restless legs I've solved just by adding Cataplex F before someone goes to bed. And if you'd like more information about what I'm talking about, you want to become a part of our texting group. You want to text the word healthy to 833-510-3306. Text the word healthy to 833-510-3306, and you'll be able to get an awful lot more of this information than what you hear on the air. So coming up next, I'm going to be joining Doug live on the air.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. For those of you who are new on the 40-some-odd stations that have added this program this week, Jack's headquarters, his clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He practices Nooka chiropractic, which is upper cervical adjustment of your shoulders and your neck to make things better. And I will tell you, as one who has been victimized by Jack, that it works. So you, if you are a victim of pain, this is either you find a Nooka chiropractor or you find Jack. He's a lot of people that come in from out of town that enjoy the time there with him and his wife. They're both also, Mary and Jack, are clinicians who study the GAPS method of taking care of your gut. So that's important, too, because those things all go together. And speaking of delightful Mary, it's National Egg Day, or it was a few days ago, and so I thought I ought to talk about eggs breaking out of their shell. Get it? Mary has a... What happened to the Mary's milkshake as a capsule?
It's still in development. It's because of being able to locate the sources of the right material. We could have made this a year ago if we want to make it like everybody else's shake mix.
Yeah,
and stuff has to come from outside the United States if you want the purity.
One of the things you and I have talked about over the years, and it's worth repeating, the back and forth of the American Heart Association, their guidelines 25 years ago said, look out, eggs are bad, cholesterol bad, all that stuff bad. And now, in recent years, they've changed because the egg only has 75 calories, and it's great for protein, you want to lose weight, yada, yada, yada. So it brings me back around to not being disrespectful of medical research, but There are things I can point to every day, all day. Coffee, good for you, bad for you. Vitamin C, good for you, bad for you. How many of those, Jack, can we find? We can find dozens of those things, right?
Oh, yes. Well, it is. And you have to remember that medicine is a business. The American Heart Association is a business. Big Pharma is a business. Mm-hmm. These people have quarterly reports, and they have to make sure that their investors are getting paid on a regular basis. So that's why you're going to see stuff flip-flopping all the time. Back before eggs got a bad rap, the commercials on TV were always saying, the perfect food, nature's perfect food.
Yeah.
All of the essential amino acids are there. All of the protein structures are there. All of the essential fats are present. In a raw egg, now, not a cooked egg. Cooked egg is better than no egg. But once you start cooking anything, you start breaking down the natural ingredients in it that makes it worthwhile for consumption. And so, you know, and then they're finding out that cholesterol isn't the big problem. It is. Sugar is the big problem. And the sugar industry is trying to stomp on that as fast as they possibly can. So it just begs research. You have to, and there's so much information available online anymore from good, reputable sources that it takes some time to find out what the truth is.
Okay, so Standard Process, a company that you represent well, people can buy Standard Process things. We talk about them all the time. They have a, because I use it, because you know, you sent me in this direction because of my fondness of ice cream and cake and stuff. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't drink, but I don't drink coffee. But I do like ice cream and cookies and cake and stuff. So there's a product that you have given me for sugar. And I forget what it's called, but I as I say that, I am taking it. But I just wrote sugar across the label. It begins with a D, I think.
Well, Diaplex.
Diaplex. That's
Diaplex.
It, yeah.
But our enzymes will help you handle sugar just as well as anything. Well, and I
you
think
mean
you
the ones that...
Long Life Energy enzymes.
That you have. Yeah.
Yeah, it is tremendous insulin and pancreatic support.
All right, there you go.
When you have a diet of, you know, it's nice that you're not smoking, you're not drinking, but a diet that contains the cookies and the cakes and the ice cream and all this stuff. Occasionally, that's no problem, but on a regular basis, it's a very taxing drain of energy on the pancreas because the pancreas is what's making the insulin.
Yeah, and when you're once a day.
Okay, but the Long Life Energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the stories, the testimonials of how it's turned people's lives
around.
Great.
I give it to the dog, too. And you talk about Big Pharma. By the way, just so that we know which end of the stool the money comes from, drug makers now, Pfizer and Janssen Biotech and a couple of others, are the largest advertisers on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so, I mean,
living better chemically.
Well. Yeah. Yep. I think that was the old Dow, wasn't it? Live better with chemicals or something.
Yeah, okay. Something. Living
Jack
better
Stockwell
chemical.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health program.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.